It's Playhouse Y94, just minutes away from your next opportunity. Guns N' Roses tickets on the Playhouse in the morning. And congratulations to Jessica Weitzel, who picked up the 7 o'clock pair, doing them every 15 minutes this morning on the Playhouse. Mailbag situation with Playhouse family member Amber. Yet this hour, am I the jerk? Also, are these something that you find attractive? There's a clothing item, technically speaking, that is more popular than it's ever been before. Been selling like crazy. And that had a massive surge in 2020, and it's continued because people were very much looking at the comfort of them. And now somebody raised the question, okay, you bought them because they're comfortable. You're wearing them all over the place. But is this something that you would ever actually find attractive on another human being? Have you figured out what clothing item I'm talking about yet?
I have an idea. The ugliest clothing item possible.
Is it one that the person that didn't come to work today really likes?
Yeah.
You'd be right on the money. So somebody's posing the question, and it's getting shared like crazy, trending online, Crocs. Here's the question. Crocs, they're more popular than ever, but are they sexy? Are they attractive? If you are out on the market and somebody approaches you and you find them otherwise attractive, and then you look down and you see Crocs on their feet, does that affect you negatively? Does it bother you they're wearing Crocs? Or would you still be like, hello, my name's such and such, and I now love you? Do you think you could be attracted to somebody wearing Crocs?
Never. I don't like Crocs. I have ever since they came out, even when it was cool years ago to have them, I did not want them. They are ugly. They are unpractical. I mean, why do you want to walk around with a shoe that has holes all over it? Beats me. You can't wear them in the rain. The fact that people still think that these things are cool and these are selling out like crazy. I know the Justin Bieber collaboration. But then you can also buy, are they, you know, like their buttons or their decals or their whatever kind of accessory to Crocs that you can like dress them up a little bit. We need to just stop it. There's nothing sexy about them.
So you think you would be, like, even if you'd met your husband and you looked at him and you saw those Crocs on his feet, you'd have been less attracted to him. I'm not going to lie. I think you have to be a little extra attractive to if you got Crocs on.
Because
I would look at that and be like, because they're just, I don't like them.
So you have to reach a level of hotness in order to wear a pair of Crocs is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, because you've heard of like the hot to crazy ratio.
Yeah.
Like men in particular are by far more willing to accept a level of crazy from a female, the more attractive she is. This has been proven time and time again. I think it was brought into pop culture by the popular sitcom How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
But it's always been true. I think there's a hot to croc ratio, too. I'm saying croc, not crotch. Hot to croc ratio, too, where if you're hot enough, they won't notice you got Crocs on.
I don't know. I don't think we can do it. I think as a society, we just have to drop them. This is my, okay, if you're working in a hospital, right? You want comfy shoes, you want to move around? Yeah, wear them. That's great. But if you want to go out in public, you want to go to a concert, you want to go to the Red River Valley Fair, you want to go to all these fun things, people are going to see you in Crocs, hot or not, and think, ugh, what is that person wearing? Nobody wears them. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber wear them to go get a Starbucks. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's okay. Their level of celebrity, he's trying to sell them. Other than that, no.
But again, it's the hot to croc ratio. Because Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, both very attractive. So they got the hot to croc ratio.
The hot to croc.
Hot to croc ratio. By the way, Canada, everybody hates that you say decals. Decals.
Sorry.
Decals.
Decal.
Decal. Decal. Decal. Yeah, I got the decal on the croc. Yeah, y'all. Yeah, you got to say it with a little more America in you.
Decal.
Decal. Well, you don't have to say it like yeehaw, just decal.
Decal.
Yeehaw, I got the decal on the croc, y'all.
Just like that.
Yeah, you just get a, while you're doing it, eat a Hardee's hamburger while you say decals to just really Americanize the whole thing.
And a pair of Crocs.
Yeah, and a pair of Crocs.
With an American flag on them, which I think you can actually buy.
You can get one of them decals on there?
Yeah.
Sorry, she meant decals.
Decal.
Have you seen some people with saying that they're sexy, not sexy? Or could they be attracted to somebody in Crocs?
Someone said, I also hate Crocs. My sister's whole family has them and the flare. Somebody else said, I love Crocs. I don't know what it is, but I do think that they're sexy. When I see somebody wearing Crocs, they think, wow, that person's a hard worker and they just like to be comfortable. But there's something to the level of hotness about it that I think is okay. Like Zero said, the hot to croc ratio needs to be a little bit higher. Somebody said, I think the only place that it is acceptable to wear Crocs is while gardening because you can spray them with the water hose afterwards. But even then, there's better shoes than Crocs because they're the ugliest.
Hot to croc ratio, does that maybe have a little bit impact, or would you just never be attracted to somebody in Crocs? This is maybe a sign that the world is improving because this is the current debate on the internet. Could you be attracted to somebody if they're wearing Crocs, or does that ruin it for you? 237, it's text 35270, and right after Maroon 5, Megan Thee Stallion, more of that, but then also more GNR tickets too. Y94.
It's beautiful, it's bittersweet, you like them.
It's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94. So we did say we were going to celebrate or be sad about either Amy's engagement or lack thereof over the course of her birthday weekend. And she should be back today, but she decided last minute she wasn't coming back. I've decided it's to celebrate an engagement. Jamie thinks it's to be sad there was no engagement. So we really have no update on Engagement Watch 2021, but that didn't change the fact that we promised you we're giving away a lot of Guns N' Roses tickets today. So every 15 minutes during the show today, GNR tickets, it's 7:15, so your next chance. Just text ROSES, followed by your first and last name, to 35270 to enter for this pair. That's ROSES, to 35270, followed by your first and last name. So it would look like ROSES Jane Johnson, or, you know, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
Literally every time I've made up an example like that, somebody texts like ROSES Jane Johnson. Your name. Unless your name actually is Jane Johnson, it shouldn't say that.
I think that if you want to put that in there, that's really great. But then, yeah, you don't win them. That's the only thing.
I mean, we might give tickets to Jane Johnson, you understand. So, Crocs, are they sexy? This is the current debate tearing apart our country. Could you be attracted to somebody wearing Crocs, or is that like not so much for you?
I don't know if they're sexy, but they're so comfortable. I can respect someone who's going with comfort over fashion.
So a guy walks up to you and he's dreamy. He is like your perfect guy, but he's got Crocs on. Are you attracted to that?
Yeah, in a way, yes.
Okay.
No part of you would be like, nope, not today there, Croc boy.
I think I'd probably laugh and like make fun of him and see how he handled it and then go from there.
Okay, so that would be a vote for maybe not sexy, but not off-putting as far as text, tweets go, where people saying yay or nay to the Crocs and their sex appeal.
Oh, we are all over the place. Someone said, you ain't rocking if you ain't crocking. Somebody else said, if you wear Crocs long enough, they'll dry your feet out so bad that your feet will bleed. Somebody else said, Crocs are the best shoes. They're good for all seasons. For the winter, first-line Crocs. The most practical shoes ever. I have 6 pairs, and they are so comfy, I can wear them running errands, going on walks, after workouts, in public, at the lake. Hot or not, everyone looks good in Crocs. Somebody else said, Crocs are actually pretty dangerous. 2 summers ago, I was doing some yard work at the lake, and I slipped on some mud. My pinky ended up going in one of the holes of the Croc. And I ended up dislocating my pinky toe. It's never been the same since. Oh, no.
That sounds absolutely miserable.
See, the dangers of Crocs, I guess. Someone else said, I have actually always thought people who wear Crocs are somebody who is just not into anything else but themselves and what they're doing. They're serious. They have one job to do. They're doing it, and that's it. So I kind of stay away from those people. They seem less fun to me.
Oh, my goodness. And Crocs, are they sexy? Would you be attracted to somebody in Crocs?
I mean, I think comfort is sexy in general. So, sure. I think, you know, if someone wears them with style, you know, a little flair to it, and they're not, you know, just the mundane, because they have different like patterns and stuff too. So I think if someone's wearing them, especially confidently, that's sexy in itself. It's not just the Crocs in general. It's how they're wearing them.
So you don't even think that Crocs are sexy. You think like the really outrageous ones, maybe even the badges, like the ones that are unique. You think those ones are sexy.
Yes, I think that's probably the case. Yeah, because my son wears Crocs, and it's like I don't necessarily think my son is sexy wearing Crocs. So, no, it's definitely the more unique styles.
Okay, so you like when people put the decals on them and kind of make them their own.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want to them. You can really make them your own.
Yeah, I mean, if you're so inclined. So would you feel like there was a consensus? Where did we land? Are Crocs attractive?
To be honest, I think we're right in the middle. Someone did text and I wear Crocs every day to work that they work in healthcare, but they didn't say whether they think they're sexy or not. So that could have been our tiebreaker. I would say more people say that they're practical than sexy.
Sure. I would probably tend to agree with that. I think if you're wearing Crocs, you're probably not exactly on the prowl. Nobody's like, it's time for my hot night on the town. Let me put on my Crocs.
Yeah.
And I think that if you are wearing them, that's probably not what you were. That's not what you're putting in the universe. No part of you is trying to manifest love in your life.
And the people who are going for the Crocs right now are saying it's more about a comfort thing. So I'm assuming that these people who are about the comfort that love the Crocs wouldn't be too interested in like the Croc heels that they've just come out with that are repulsive.
I forgot. There's the Croc high heel kind of thing now. Or stiletto or whatever it's supposed to be.
Yeah. They're terrible. But they're trying to make them a thing. And if people keep buying Crocs because they sell out, they're going to continue to make these things like Croc heels.
They're taking over the world, man. Taking over the world. Hey, by the way, so we're doing the GNR tickets every 15 minutes this morning. Jennifer Forward picked up the 715 pair. So congratulations to her. 10 minutes away from your next opportunity at Guns N' Roses tickets. Mailbag situation on the way. It's Uptown Funk Brood on Mark Ronson, Y94 Playhouse.